Welcome to the Black Girl Flow podcast, a space dedicated to creating conversation that pushes us to be in alignment and at peace with ourselves and the world around us.
We are about cultivating joy, growth, and success in our life, love, and identity. So join us as we find our flow.
We are your hosts, Liv
and Legs,
two 20-something-year-old Black girls working every day to be in flow.
And we want you along this journey with us.
Everyone, and welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. We hope that you guys are doing well. We hope that you guys are just like flourishing as fall weather is starting to roll in. Please let me know if y'all are going to be on your like crispy, like pumpkin spice latte, state fair, or even maybe boot up vibe, because I'm trying to find a lane and pick a vibe. But I'm super excited for the fall season. Lexi, how are you doing?
I'm Gucci, man.
You're always Gucci. That's like your state of life.
That is true. That's so true. I am always in a constant state of we're chilling. But honestly, I really feel like we're chilling.
Yeah. I mean, even despite the amount of flights that you're about to have to take.
I know, but it's like.
And places you're about to be. I feel like it's kind of like almost going to be a fun adventure for you. What you're doing.
Yeah. I think the people. They're like, everybody else is like, oh, you're leaving. And I'm like, I'll be right back. Like,
yeah.
So I should be at this point bopping to Chicago for a work trip, which will be really nice because I get to see some like old friends while I'm there. And then off to my next destination. But then in October, I'll be chilling. So
yeah,
nothing crazy. So I'm feeling good. Just like trying to get packed. I'm like going to a lot of different weathers. So I'm hoping when I get back, I'm like not too drained. So I feel good. We're just trying to keep it simple before I leave.
Mm. And I love that pulse check.
The only thing that really grinded my gears this week was, or maybe last week, or maybe the start of September, was y'all know how it goes with Black girls. You got to get your hair prepped and ready for all your vacays. Like, and I, one, need to get my highlights redone. And I've been trying to book my appointment for 2 months, but y'all know how the stylists, you know, everybody be wanting to go to them. And mine's like the best. So I'm like, I get it. Always booked and busy. So then I was like, dang, if I can't get my hair done, then I need to go get it braided or some type of protective style so I don't have to do it. And my braider was booked and busy too. And I was like, okay, everybody and their mama's trying to get their hair did. And so now I'm SOL.
Y'all, Lexi told me that her previous braider got fined because she didn't have a license. And I don't know all the details, listen, I just think that's the epitome of a lot of Black women hairstylists right now. Y'all are charging an arm and a leg.
No, but don't do my, she's going to get me canceled because I loved my braider. Don't do her
we
wrong.
We did love her. And that's probably why her prices were a little bit cheaper than the average.
No, she was just, really not out here. Like, she was solid. She was
Without no license.
And that's I started with her in her house and then she moved to like a little boutique. So don't do my girl dirty. I'm like, I got to protect her at all costs.
Listen, we're going to put that braider aside, but for all the other hairstylists, please let me know why y'all want me to have my hair. Well, actually, since I'm
Tell us about the struggle.
I got triggered back to my natural hair days.
Look at that, y'all. She's trying to take my L, make her hers. Okay, tell her to stay in her lane.
She was swerving, y'all.
She don't know. She's like, yeah.
I do know. They're the reason why I had to get locked up in the first place.
I know. Honestly, there should be a book one day of how much money Olivia has spent on hair because she used to come.
You just want me to cry.
That Atlanta stuff really had me crazy. But I'm the queen of finding a reasonable person to get my hair done to.
I was never tapped in like that.
And then I ride hard with mine. So either way, that's the only gripe that I'm like, dang, I'm really going to have to do my hair and like have it prepped and ready because I don't even have time to do it now. So
of course
we're packing all the products.
Yeah. I feel like my pulse check, I'm coming in like pretty energized. September, like the start of September, it was just like, there were a lot of exciting things happening. There are a lot of exciting things happening. Like I was able to visit Charlotte for the first time. I was able to, you know, like meet new people, all that stuff. But like at the same time, my pockets have been hurting And I've been like getting really just like
handed more good in lessons. Tune.
Yeah, I think handed. Yes, I've been humbled. But like, I think at the same time, the universe is like really trying to push me towards like a different path that I've been like knowing that is going to come, you know, sooner than later. And now and by that universe, it's finally it's here.
Actually me. Y'all don't understand. I need to know. Y'all got that friend who stay being on it.
What are you trying to say? Because they don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm that friend that be like, yo, you got to be on this. Like, you need to be doing this. Like, you, I can just see the path.
They see the potential. And then they like the girl comes back
and is like, I saw this on TikTok. I read this in a book. And I'm like, I've been saying that to you for years.
Yeah.
Either way, that just makes me super happy for that season.
I think I'm finally like ready to take a couple of huge steps. I can't. I know I sound super vague right now, and that's probably super annoying. But I think that it's going to be revealed soon, some of those huge steps. And I'm really excited to just kind of tap into my quote unquote activation of power phase. If you're on the Pattern app, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah. It's
We'll have to do an episode on investing in yourself and taking that risk because you're living it right now.
I'm about to be taking a couple risks, y'all. Risking it for the biscuit.
But other than that, you're feeling good?
I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Well, because we're feeling so good, we decided that this week's episode was going to be a little bit in response to some like viral TikTok trend that was going on. And then it kind of connected a little bit to like when you're good and your homies are good, like how are we giving back? Like how are we showing up? How are we supporting other people? And then we were already thinking about that. And then we saw that TikTok trend come by. Who was it by?
It's DeAndre Brown, the corporate baddie.
Oh, yes. The corporate baddie who was essentially made a hot take about whether or not if you're having a birthday party, like if
should the birthday person pay for their guests?
And he was saying yes.
He said, at this grown age that we are at,
if you're inviting me,
if you were inviting your friends to a birthday dinner
for yourself,
you should be paying for all of the guests. And he said it in such a way that was like, ooh, like, dang, like if I'm not doing that, then maybe I'm really like,
and y'all know,
not a good friend.
We need like a word for Black TikTok. Cause it's like, we got Black Twitter.
It's just Black TikTok.
Black TikTok came out with the
responses.
So we really felt like that bridges perfectly to really think about like, how do we embody generosity with our friends and our like close people? And just kind of unpack like what that means to both of us and like how we try, because I think it's really important as like a core value to always be giving back. And that from just that TikTok shows up very differently for different people. So one, we got to respond to it. So Liv, you got to let us know, are you paying for the tab or are you saying no, separate checks?
The thing is, I didn't even know that that was a thing until I saw the video.
And then didn't you talk to one of your family?
My dad. Yeah. So I was honestly dumbfounded when I saw the video. I was like, wait, like the birthday person is supposed to pay for all of the guests. Like we're supposed to be here celebrating the birthday person. If anything, the guest should be paying for the birthday person. But I don't think it's a prerequisite to, oh, if you're coming to my birthday dinner, I'm expecting for my guests to pay for me. Mm-hmm. Nor am I thinking my guests are expecting me to pay for them. And I saw a couple of responses on TikTok from like Asian, you know, descending people. And then also like African people. And I learned on TikTok that it's a common thing that's taught down in like other, maybe just let's just say not Western culture.
Yeah.
That you're supposed to be paying for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you're inviting everyone out.
So but I was what like, is okay. Your take? I need to know.
I was dumbfounded because I didn't know that people were doing that.
So you're like, no, no. And other people should be paying for the birthday person. That's what you were.
I don't think that I'm she's in a going, financial position.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm in a financial position to be thinking.
Would you feel some type of way if you were at dinner with your friends on your birthday and they didn't pay for your birthday?
No.
No?
Okay. No, I wouldn't feel some sort of way for them. Because I'm saying it's really not about, like, it's about us all coming together.
Yeah.
And, like, thank you just for showing up. I'm not expecting you to, pay for me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think if you are in a large friend group, like, that's another thing. I think this is for, like, the large friend group girlies. I'm really not.
That is not this crowd over here.
I am not. Like, I have, a few good friends, and I
that
think
she refers to as the Holy Trinity.
Yes. And I, like, I'll show up for them in different ways than, like, and we're not really a birthday dinner crowd, so it's just like it's a whole other dynamic, I think, for my friends. But
If you were at a lead with that.
Because I just can't imagine me, the birthday person, having to pay for everybody. But at the same time,
I cannot imagine my bank account is that fat.
When I am in a financial position to be able to do that, then I will do that. But until then,
yeah,
that's not the case.
So then I think that's an important part that I think we need to put a pin in and come back to what you currently can manage versus what you desire to do. So it's like, you're like, if I was in a place to do that, like, I hope one day I could be like, yo, I got y'all,
Yeah.
But with your current situation, that might not be what it is. And I feel like that was a lot of people's responsibility. Let's put a pin in that, because I think we got to come back to that when we're thinking about how to be generous with our friends, how to be generous. Because I think sometimes we get so caught up that it's monetary.
It just doesn't make sense that people are like comparing it to a wedding to me. They're like, think about it. When you have a wedding, does the bride pay for everybody to come to the wedding, or do the guests pay for the bride to have the wedding? And I'm like, a wedding and dinner are two completely different things. Like, and it really does just show the,
I haven't seen those stitches.
For that specific creator, I'm like, it does show a disconnect.
Oh yeah, everybody was saying it's
black
giving
audience.
I saw a bunch of people that are like, it's giving Jack and Jill.
Yeah, they're like, say you were in Jack and Jill without saying
you were in Jack and Jill.
And listen, we love our Jack and Jill people, but please have a social understanding. especially if you're speaking to a black audience, you're speaking to a Gen Z audience, and you're telling Gen Z, this generation, to pay for everybody at the dinner. I am so sorry. And he was doubling down in the comments.
Oh, for real?
Being like, he was like, I think this conversation just shows that a lot of people are living without, like,
manners,
not within their means. Yes. He said, we are not living within our means. If anything, this conversation shows.
The real TikTok begins in the comment section.
So you're telling me within my means, that means I'm having the birthday dinner at Applebee's. That means I'm saying, meet me at Chili's.
Which there's nothing
Panera
wrong with.
Bread.
Chipotle on me.
Birthday dinner at Panera, guys. Meet me there at 7 o'clock. Because, girl, what are you talking about? What's your take on it? And how were you raised to, like, approach those kind of situations?
I think people are making too big of a deal about it, to be 100% honest. This is why I hate birthdays. This is only more justification. If y'all have rocked with us heavy for this podcast, like, y'all know that I do not like my birthday. I don't get the people who celebrate their birthday
you
for a whole year.
You'd be finding excuses to just add on to
either
it. Because I'm
way,
like, how does this connect
way,
to your birthday?
Because it's just saying that, like, this is, people just make too much of a big deal over something that, like, if you're out, regardless of the size, if you're out and you have the means and you want to do that, then do that and let people know that that's what's going to happen. If you don't and you're doing a big birthday party and you can't, like, if it's just a few friends and it's like, cool, like, I actually want to do this, this year I'm celebrating, like, what we're doing, like, I think that's okay. I think that's fine. If you're in a big party, you're like, yo, I cannot cop everybody's dinner like that, then just be honest and be real. I don't think it should be this, like, weight of, like, a symbol of you ain't got no manners, or some of y'all are living outside your means. Like, it shouldn't have that symbol. I think we should just kind of be upfront. But do I have a desire for myself that when I turn 30 to have a dinner party with like a DJ and a 3-course meal and all that? Yeah. Am I going to pay for that? Yeah, I'm going to pay for that.
Because that's an experience.
So that's what I'm saying. So like, would I be liable of doing that, of paying for all my friends to do that? Yeah, I would. Because that's
and
who
I would
am.
Agree.
But it's like
that you would be liable. Yes. In that situation.
But I'm not holding experience. That expectation to everybody else. My mama told me, but don't you go eat dinner nowhere you can't pay your bill, even period. On a date or with your friends.
Yes, I think everyone should have the expectation to pay, right? But I think that's the... Okay, so let's put it in the terms of it's just a regular dinner, okay? How were you raised? If you were throwing a birthday party, your imaginary birthday party that you have never ever thrown for your friends to come and eat dinner with you, but if you were to have a birthday dinner, how were you raised?
There wasn't like a clear like mm-hmm. this or that, but like okay. Have I seen my parents? Yeah.
Pay for everyone. Mm-hmm. How many people were at the dinner?
Like a good amount.
Mm-hmm. 15. Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think I came from a very like generous family.
And I feel like, you know, that it
or like hosty family. My family hosted a lot of things.
I
that's not so that's so then this gets us, this really segues us yeah. into the meat of the conversation, because really what we want to talk about is like, how do you incorporate being generous in your lifestyle without mm-hmm. doing it inside and outside of your means? But in order to do that, we got to figure out really what is our perspective on
generosity,
sharing with our friends. Yeah.
I feel like I share so much with my, like, if you are in my group, like, I think it really, I think, honestly, if I must be honest, I feel like I do be, I will spoil my friends. I do think I spoil my friends. Because I think the level of access, and then also when it comes to birthdays and Christmas or whatever, like, I've always been someone that gives a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, you literally bought us all pajamas for your birthday. So honestly, this is you. We didn't do dinners, but like yeah. you, when we went to San Diego, you had mm-hmm. like all this stuff teed up for your birthday for us.
I feel like my ideal would be like being able to pay for like a whole trip and do stuff. Cause like if you're in my community, like I just want you to know how loved yeah. you are. And I am such a sentimental person. And I am someone that like every single day recognizes that there could be a day that this person isn't here.
Aww.
Every single day. Like yeah. I show gratitude. And so that makes me want to give everything that I can to my friends. And that's when I was younger, that would get me in trouble at times because I didn't actually have the money to be able to do certain things. And I did feel like kind of protective over some of my friends. So I would want to like pay for things and like, you know,
do stuff
to maybe compensate for an area in their life that what they didn't receive love or they didn't, you know, receive the like amount of care that I felt like they should have.
Yeah.
So I think
did you grow out of that?
To my debt. Yeah. Being generous goes, to my detriment.
She goes, my pockets got hit one too many times.
Yeah. It will really just take a situation where the friend will just like, I don't know.
Oh, being ungrateful for that.
Not necessarily being ungrateful, but it's like, I just think that there have just been situations where I'm like, dang, like, do they know I really don't got it like that? Like, and I'm offering and then like you accept and then it's like, dang, well, I did offer, like, I'm not about to.
See, that I'd be very careful with that mindset.
Well, no, I think it's not about that mindset. It's about just being able to offer what I actually can't afford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, dang, like, well, I guess I did just like over offer, because in the moment I'll be like, dang, like I just want to give them everything, and then afterwards I'll be like, dang, like I just spent a lot of money.
My thing is, you never want to regret gifting or sharing with somebody else, and if you're gonna start to regret that often turns to resentment, and that's just mm-hmm. not a good feeling. So I was raised where if you are giving something to somebody, like if you are
that's it
do not expect anything in return. If I loan you $50, I'm expecting to never see that $50 again. Even if she's like, on my life, I'm going to give you $50. I'm like, I'm in my head, I know I'm gifting it. If she gives it back to me, cool. You know, we straight. But it's like, I'm not.
Yeah.
And my generosity is has to genuinely come from my heart. Like,
there have been times Lexi has taken me out to dinner and then I'll try to Venmo her and then she'll literally Venmo me back.
Because it's like, there's sometimes it's like, we don't need the first show kind of thing. But I think for me, here's the thing, because I think you were about to say that we're both really generous. Mm-hmm. And I do think that I do think that I'm like a very generous friend, but I hate sharing. So this is like a very interesting thing for me. And I think it comes from being the youngest. We're going to put a pin in that. If I have the heart to do something and I offer, then it's great. But if I have to share something, I have a bad attitude about it. And I think it comes as being a youngest and like, you didn't have a lot of things that were just yours. And so I do think we have different types of generosity because you often will, if anything's yours, it's ours.
Everyone's.
But I do not have that same level of like access. I'm like, no, there are certain things I will share with you and you can have abundantly and that I will make sure that you are satisfied, but you do not have access to all of my things. And so I think that is a similar, like, you'll go above and beyond sometimes you don't have the means. And sometimes I have to check myself of being like, it's okay. Like, you can share. Like, I dead ass have to talk myself down sometimes, y'all. Cause I be getting like, no.
That's hilarious because I didn't realize that you knew that you did that.
You're shocked that I have a high self-awareness. It doesn't stop me from asking. But I will say, you don't have a great attitude when I say no.
Not a great attitude. Because I think
if I say no to something, I think you take it as a personal dig.
Because to me, it's like the things that I've asked you to share to me are like so small.
Right.
And so for you to be like, no, I'm like, does she even care about me?
And so that's the thing. When we really loop it all back together, and I think we'll have to come back to this conversation because there's so much to take away from it. But that's the thing. You have to understand that people view generosity different. And we should just be having that conversation with our friends, with our tribe, with our family, saying, what are your expectations? Or maybe this is what I can give you with what I have access. Or here, you can have this, but you can't have that. And I just don't think we always have those. Mm. And we just kind of like move. And sometimes we expect people to match our energy. Mm. And that can create strife that doesn't need to. But I do think having generosity and giving and being available and access, like, that makes us all better. Yeah. But I do think that we need to dive a little bit deeper into what our expectations. And I loved that, as controversial as the TikTok was, it started opening up that conversation to say, like, well, how did you grow up? Well, how did I grow up? Like, wait, I expect my friends to do that. I don't expect my friends to do that. Mm-hmm. So that we can show up with each other in the best way possible.
I think that's the best way. Cause it's like, I love the way that you frame that. Cause at the end of the day, we really don't know what Deion J. Brown like contributes to his friendship or to his tribe. And I think that there were so many assumptions that were made about his character and him not being a good friend and him not being able to take care of his community. When I'm sure when his birthday comes around, he'll be paying for everyone that's there. So please
let us know what y'all think.
Let us know what y'all think. You already know the conversation continues on Instagram. And thanks to everyone that's been showing us love on Twitter. Like, we get a couple of people that are like, you
shouting us out.
Shouting us out. So we appreciate y'all. And with that being said, peace, love, blessings. We will see you guys next time.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.
All right. That wraps up our episode this week.
We'd really appreciate if y'all could rate us on Apple and Spotify, as it really helps grow our BGF tribe and support our podcast.
As always, the conversation continues on Instagram and TikTok, so connect with us there if you want to join in on all the kikis.
With that said, we will see y'all next time.
Rest well, folks.